Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb region with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. A Huron County man has reached a plea agreement in a criminal case stemming from a long-running neighborhood dispute. A plea cutoff hearing was held Thursday in Huron County District Court in the case of Michigan versus Curtis Owen Hagenson. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented a revised plea offer to defense attorney Stephen J. Allen, proposing that fixtures in exchange, prosecutors agreed to dismiss a separate charge of malicious destruction of property and waive traffic fines. The court granted a brief recess to allow Hagenson to discuss the revised offer with his attorney. Following the recess, Hagenson entered a no-contest plea, which the court accepted. The charge stems from a December 15, 2025 incident in McKinley Township, where prosecutors said Hagenson struck a sign along Port Austin Road and failed to notify the property owner or law enforcement. During the hearing, Allen argued the case grew out of a 6 or 5 year neighborhood dispute, noting there had been numerous police reports involving the parties. Restitution was not finalized because prosecutors said there is a discrepancy in the damage figures submitted by the victim, and those account amounts are still under investigation. This separate hearing will determine any restitution owed. And also in Huron County District Court, the case of People v. Smith moved to the next stage. Christopher Allen Smith, represented by defense attorney Michelle Arciev, appeared before Judge Ferris to face charges of larceny between $1,000 and $20,000, along with larceny from a motor vehicle. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani outlined a potential plea agreement. Under the terms, the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to the first charge in exchange for the dismissal of the second, contingent on full restitution. This offer is tied to a separate pending felony case. Mr. Smith waived his right to a preliminary examination. Judge Ferris bound the case over to circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for August 10th at 9 a.m. Bond will continue as previously ordered. When we come back from this Kohler Propane sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
You may not be able to control the price you pay per gallon at the gas pump, but you can control the maximum price you'll pay per gallon of propane if you call Kohler's Propane with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is now offering their pre-buy and keep full propane programs for the heating season. Contract now and Kohler's will cap your propane price for the entire home heating season. Plus, there's no hidden fees. Get the service you deserve and a contract you can count on. Make the switch to your local company, Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Free buy ends August 17th, so call toll free 888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Huron County District Court Judge Ferris sentenced Justice Terrence Kennedy. Kennedy, represented by defense attorney Michael Morosky, faced charges of operating while intoxicated and refusal of a preliminary breath test. The court noted Kennedy's enrollment in detox and counseling programs. And Judge Ferris ordered 18 months of probation, 30 hours of community service, and $1,115 in fines and costs. Kennedy received credit for 1 day already served in jail. The court also cited Heidi's Law, warning that any future alcohol-related driving offenses would result in a felony charge and permanent license suspension. Here are your obituaries for this hour. Audrey Jane Buchholz, 91 years old, passed away on July 30th, 2026. Audrey was born on February 15, 1935. She is survived by her children Linda, Brenda, John, 12 grandchildren, and 21 great-grandchildren. Funeral service for Audrey will be Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at the McAlpine Mac Chapel. Burial will take place at the Colfax Township Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, August 4th, 2026 from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the McAlpine Mac Chapel in Bad Axe, and also at 10 a.m. until the time of service on Wednesday. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund. Condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Thomas Tom Michael Emmons of Millington, age 77, passed away on Monday, July 27, 2026. Tom was born on December 1, 1948 in Cairo. Tom was drafted into the United States Army and served for nearly 2 years, with 1 year in Vietnam, as a member of the renowned 101st Airborne Division. In recognition of his dedication and service, he was awarded the Army Commendation Medal and the Bronze Star Medal. Tom met the love of his life, Sherry Schmidt, in 1966, and they married on August 1, 1970. Left to cherish Tom's memories is his wife of nearly 56 years, Sherry Emmon, son Michael, grandchild and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, sister, and many loving nieces and nephews. Tom's funeral service will be on Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 at 1 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Cairo, with the entombment following in Indian Fields Township Cemetery in Cairo. The family will be present to receive visitors from 10 a.m. until the time of his service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the University of Michigan. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Cairo. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at RansfordFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit ThumbNet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.